بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم يوم القيامة يخزيهم ويقول أين شركائي الذين كنتم تشاقون فيهم؟ قال الذين أوتوا العلم إن الخزي اليوم والسوء على الكافرين.
Verse number 27. Then on the day of judgment, Allah will humiliate and disgrace them with His punishment, and He will say to them, "Where are my partners whom you used to associate with me in worship, and because of which you used to oppose the prophets and the believers?" Those who were righteous scholars will say then, "Indeed, humiliation and torment on this day will necessarily cover the disbelievers."
الذين تتوفاهم الملائكة ظالمي أنفسهم فألقوا السلم ما كنا نعمل من سوء بلى إن الله عليم بما كنتم تعملون.
Verse number 28. Those whose souls are taken by the angel of death and his aids while wronging themselves in their disbelief will submit with full surrender when death actually comes to them, and they will deny the disbelief and sins they used to do, thinking that such denial will be of benefit to them. It will be said to them, "You have lied. You are disbelievers who used to commit sin. Allah knows everything that you used to do in the world. Nothing is hidden from Him, and He will recompense you for that."
فادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فلبئس مثوى المتكبرين.
Verse number 29. It will be said to them, "Enter in accordance with your deeds through the doors of hell, to live there therein forever. What an evil place of residence for those who are too arrogant to have faith in Allah and worship Him alone."
وقيل للذين اتقوا ماذا أنزل ربكم قالوا خيرا للذين أحسنوا في هذه الدنيا حسنة ولدار الآخرة خير ولنعم دار المتقين.
Verse number 30. Yet those who were mindful of their Lord by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions were asked, "What did your Lord send down to your Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him?" They replied, "Allah has sent down on him great good. For those who worshipped Allah well and treated His creation well in His worldly life, there is an excellent reward including victory and abundance of sustenance. And the reward that Allah has prepared for them in the hereafter will be better than what He has already given them in the world. What an excellent home is the home of the afterlife for those who are mindful of their Lord by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions."
جنات عدن يدخلونها تجري من تحتها الأنهار لهم فيها ما يشاءون كذلك يجزي الله المتقين.
Verse number 31. They will enter the gardens of residence and permanence, with rivers flowing below their palaces and trees. In these gardens they will have every type of food, drink, and other pleasures that they desire. This type of reward which He gives to those who are mindful from the nation of Muhammad, peace be upon him, He also gives to those who are mindful from the previous communities.
الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ يَقُولُونَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ ادْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ.
Verse number 32. Those whose souls are taken by the angel of death and his aids while their hearts were free from disbelief, the angels will address them saying, "Peace be upon you. You are safe from every difficulty. Enter paradise because of the correct belief and good actions that you used to do in the world."
هل ينظرون إلا أن تأتيهم الملائكة أو يأتي أمر ربك كذلك فعل الذين من قبلهم وَمَا ظَلَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ.
Verse number 33. Are these denying idolaters waiting for anything but the angel of death and his aides to come to take their souls and strike their faces and their backs, or for Allah's command to come to eradicate them by means of a punishment in the world, similar to those idolaters who came before who were destroyed because of their idolatry? So too the idolaters of Mecca may perhaps meet the same fate. Allah did not wrong them when He destroyed them, but they wronged their own souls by bringing them to the point of destruction because of their disbelief in Allah.
فَأَصَابَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا عَمِلُوا وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
Verse number 34. So the retribution of the actions they used to do came down on them, and they were surrounded by the punishment they used to mock at whenever they were reminded of it. Beneficial points. 1. The virtue of the people of knowledge, and that they are the ones who speak the truth in the world, and on the day when the witnesses will stand, and that their statement is given consideration by Allah and His creation. 2. It is Allah's generosity and grace that He will give the people of paradise everything they desire, to the extent that He will remind them of bounties they desire, and that they will not be aware of. 3. Action is the cause and the basis for entering paradise and being saved from the fire, and this will happen by Allah's mercy and favor to the believers, not by their own efforts or design. 4. The etiquette of the angels with Allah is that they attributed knowledge to Allah without saying, "We know what you used to do," indicating that the only way they knew is because Allah taught it to them.
وقال الذين أشركوا لو شاء الله ما عبدنا من دونه من شيء ما عبدنا من دونه من شيء نحن ولا كذلك فعل الذين من قبلهم فهل على الرسل إلا البلاغ المبين.
Verse number 35. Those who associated others with Allah in their worship said, "Had Allah willed for us to worship Him alone and not to ascribe any partners to Him, we would not have worshipped anything besides Him, neither us, nor our ancestors before us. Had He willed for us not to prohibit anything, we would not have done so." The disbelievers of the past also presented such false arguments. The duty of the messengers is only to clearly communicate what they have been instructed to convey, and they have done so. The disbelievers cannot present faith as an argument after Allah has given them free will and choice and sent to them His messengers.
وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ هَدَى اللَّهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِ الضَّلَالَةُ فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ
Verse number 36. We had sent to every previous nation a messenger instructing his nation to worship Allah alone and leave the worship of other besides him, such as idols, satans, etc. Some of them were guided by Allah and had faith in Him, while others rejected Allah and went against His messenger, so He did not guide them and they deserved misguidance. So travel through the earth to see for yourselves what the end result of the deniers was after the punishment and destruction came upon them. Verse number 37. Even though you, O Messenger, try everything you can to call these people being so eager for their guidance, Allah will not guide those whom He misguides, and they will have none besides Allah to assist them by protecting them from the punishment.
وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ لَا يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَمُوتُ بَلَى وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ
Verse number 38. These deniers swore their most serious oaths. Allah will not resurrect anyone who dies without their having any proof of that. Yes, indeed, Allah will resurrect everyone who dies, being His binding promise, because the one who brought them to life from non-existence without any precedent is able to bring them back to life after having caused them to die. But most people do not know that Allah will resurrect the dead, and they therefore deny the resurrection.
لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الَّذِي يَخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا كَاذِبِينَ
Verse number 39. Allah will resurrect them all in the Day of Judgment to make clear to them the things they differed about, such as His oneness, the resurrection, and prophethood, so that the disbelievers may realize that they were false in their claim of Allah's having partners and in their denial of the resurrection.
إنما قولنا لشيء إذا أردناه أن نقول له كن فيكون
Verse number 40. Indeed, when I want to bring the dead to life and resurrect them, then there will be nothing to prevent me from doing so. When we will something to happen, all that we say is, be, and it definitely becomes.
وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا لَنُبَوِّئَنَّهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ
Verse number 41. Those who left their homes, families and wealth, emigrating from the land of disbelief to the land of Islam in search for Allah's pleasure, After having been persecuted by the disbelievers, we will make them settle in the world in a place in which they will be honored. But the reward of the afterlife is greater because it includes paradise. If those who remained behind from emigration knew the reward of those who emigrate, they would not have remained behind.
الذين صبروا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون.
Verse number 42. These emigrants in Allah's way are the ones who are patient against the harm of their people and the separation from their families and homes. They were steadfast in Allah's obedience. They rely only on their Lord in all their affairs, and Allah therefore gave them this great reward. Beneficial points. 1. The mission and goal of messengers in all communities in general is one, which is to call towards the worship of Allah alone and to leave the worship of false Allahs. 2. The intelligent person is the one who takes lesson from what occurred to the misguided deniers and their eventual ruin, devastation, suffering, and destruction. 3. The wisdom behind the resurrection and the return to the afterlife is for Allah to show the truth about the things that people differed in, such as resurrection and everything else. 4. The virtue of patience and reliance. Patience because of what it necessitates of controlling one's soul, and reliance because of turning one's heart away from the creation and focusing on Allah. 5. The reward for the immigrants who left their homes and wealth and were patient against harm, having relied on their sustainer, will be a better place of residence, a good position, a pleasant life, abundant and pure sustenance, victory over enemies, and sovereignty over the lands and people.